It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Davin's Den, the show that is better than a car ride with your parents.
Ouch.
You could join our chat room, the Den Den. Go to davinsden.com and click on air. Number to call, and we'll take calls. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. And in studio, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. And, you know, Joe will be here, within the hour.
Yes. That's a safe bet.
I don't even know what that was.
You know what? You're.
Although it's funny, I said Joe will be here within the hour, and the song is called Desperate Man.
So I hope that's not his situation.
I don't know, but so take that for what it's worth.
Desperate Man.
I don't know what that was about, but
oh God,
certainly unintentional. But yeah, everything's working. That's nice. Good. On the show tonight, the last. For the year, the last of the year of our special countdown shows, the 2018 Father's Day Worst Dads of the Year countdown.
Worst Dads.
And Ann Jackson. Ann Jackson. These are getting harder and harder to do.
Do you mean?
These countdown shows.
Oh, they are.
Because at least when I do it, I skew towards creativity. Anybody could beat a kid.
Isolate that.
Yeah, anybody, I actually have that somewhere. Where is that? Beat your kids. There we go. We'll play this. Beat your kids while I talk about this.
I think that's one thing that separates immigrant families.
Anybody could beat your kid.
Canadian
anybody
parents,
could
no.
be so plastered where you have your kid drive you home. anybody could leave their kid in the car while they're going to the teen bar.
They've
done that.
You know, everybody's roasted a kid now and again.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like I'm looking at the creativity. I'm like, I want something more. And sometimes they're not that creative. They go, well, I know they're going to find that. And even when it is creative, go, well, I know there's more awful out there, but I'm going to argue on creativity because this is a radio bit, and I still think that has to.
I think that has a lot to do with it. Nobody likes a good kid beaten like me, but no. But I mean, as terrible as these people are, you have to somehow remove yourself from the awfulness and just sort of take it on the ridiculousness, the outlandishness.
I enjoy the outlandishness.
Yeah.
If you can give me a good excuse for the bad behavior, that makes it so much better for me.
Yeah.
If you can give me a good excuse or the decision to post it on social media so you can get your props, that makes me very happy.
You can get your props.
That's what they do. That's their awful behavior is supposed to get them kudos and huzzas from everybody.
I know. The ones who actually videotape the beatings or the abuse, those are the ones that get special, like, not a gold star, a black star.
But again, you know? We've had so much of that's at this point, that's only a cherry on the sundae.
I know.
That alone doesn't get you the award.
No, you really have to come up with a unique way to be awful.
Plus, I personally feel a lot of pressure because for years I have dominated these.
I know.
And I am only as good as my creepy individuals that I'm reporting on.
No, well, you know what? We have stepped up our game. We have had moments where we screwed up on the rules or, I mean, one thing that we all know is that none of the children are allowed to be dead. That's just kind of...
Rules are rules.
I mean, as awful as we are, we do have
one
line. Or,
like, permanently really hurt. We'll take some emotional damage. Emotional damage is fine.
Please, who among us has not suffered emotional damage?
Yeah, we just don't want the kid having an eye gouged out.
Yeah, no. We save that for the Handmaid's Tale show.
Or the April Fool's show.
Yeah, because anything goes. You can really, really harm yourself because it's like, you're an idiot. Look what you did.
You know what? I really have to remember when we do the Celebrity Fools, this, but off the top of my head, Roseanne would have to be the one for me.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Well, just when you tweet what she tweet and you realize your boss is black. That's what makes it a special type of fool.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know, you know, the whole women are on the march now. So my defense, you know, for a while, I think for back-to-back years, I gave the Celebrity Fool to Donald Trump. But last year, I gave it to Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning towards Roseanne. So the ladies are being represented.
Of course. So. Of course. Well, I mean, the only thing worse is maybe the time I wore that Eva Braun costume to her Purim party. That might be
I would love
worse.
To have seen that.
There's video. Because, of course, if you're an idiot, you post it on social media.
Somebody wants a cabinet position in the administration.
Can you imagine?
I don't have to imagine.
There's a guy I know that has a German Shepherd, and they named it Ava. And I have to shut my mouth every time because I'm like, you named your fucking German Shepherd dog Ava?
Because he's twisted and wrong.
No, I don't think that he has any...
Oh, then he's a moron.
I think he's a moron. I don't think he has any idea. And every time, it's a lovely dog. She's very sweet.
Except when the Injunen come.
But
uses them as the chew toy. That's not a fun time.
No, no. And I'm like, every time I say, did you seriously name your German Shepherd dog Ava? Really? Maybe it's just me that makes that connection,
no,
but you seem to get it.
Yes, I do seem to get it because I'm Jewish.
Yeah, well, but I'm not. But I was like, immediately I went, like, are you stupid? I think he's just really stupid. Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe he does have a...
I don't know. Ava's a fine name for a girl. I don't know about a German Shepherd.
Yeah, well, that was what bothered me. That was it.
Little much.
Idiots.
So you're back in studio. The last time you were having all sorts of roadside issues.
I'll tell you, there is, I love the group Crowded House. And they have a song where one of the lyrics is, my possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. Basically, everything's breaking.
Okay.
And I keep thinking that...
Is that the one that sings like, hey now, the dream is over?
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah.
That's about my use for them. But I enjoy that song very much.
Yeah, that's from the line from that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess I really didn't get into it as much as you did. But you probably were drawn to it because of the name of the band and figured, well, we have something in common.
Oh, is this the Hoarder band I so enjoy?
I want to audition.
No, actually, that band grew out of Split Ends, which was another... There was a very quirky song. They had six months in a leaky boat, and nobody knows it, but I do. And the Neil Finn, who was in that band, was then in Crowded House, and then now he is playing with Fleetwood Mac. So
he's playing with Fleetwood. So he's actually gotten the best gig of his life.
I think so.
Well, they just lost their guitarist.
Yeah. Lindsey Buckingham, you know, founding member.
No. Pat Kerwin died.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Dead or alive? One for me.
No. I had no idea.
Yeah,
it
happened a couple of days ago.
Oh my God! Wait. So Lindsey Buckingham got fired. It seems
she got fired.
He. Got fired.
Oh.
And
now, you know, if your name is Lindsay, you're still a she.
Yeah. No.
I don't know one masculine Lindsay.
Although he does have, in some songs, I thought it was a chick singing.
Was he Air Supply?
At first. No, it's not that high, but it just sounds girly.
Give me one namely Lindsay. And then you combine that with a Buckingham, gay or a woman.
No, he was banging Stevie Nicks.
Overcompensating. Even a gay guy would bang Stevie Nicks back in the day.
I'm thinking.
That's a high piece of tail.
Every girl wanted to be Stevie Nicks. Are you
kidding? Sure.
Anytime you see a little bit of lace and floaty dress, that's Stevie Nicks creeping back into our wardrobe.
Or a ghost.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There's no masculine Lindsays.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know any other Lindsays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, chick.
Yeah, okay. That's fine with me. I don't have a horse in this race.
So Lindsey Buckingham got fired?
Yeah, it seems like
they're touring Fleetwood Mac right now.
I know. And right before they went on tour, they were like, I don't know what happened, but they put out some announcement like, he's not with the band right now.
Yeah, but the chicks are the ones who sing anyway, so that's all you care about.
No, he sang too. A lot of the famous songs, he sang too.
I thought all the chicks were singing those songs. Like, what? I'll go get the greatest hits.
Go your own way.
You can go
your own way. Go your own way.
That's a dude?
That's him.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right?
Well, it just proves the point I was saying about Lindsay. I really thought that was the two women singing.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so who wants to see them without him?
Oh, well, I don't know who's going to step up and be singing those lead
lines. Oh, because I was kind of interested. I'm like, Fleetwood Mac, maybe I'd see them. I like a lot of their stuff.
Well, I mean, Neil Finn can sing. I don't know what it'll sound like, him singing with the girls. I don't know. I mean,
I just assumed that it was two women singing all the leads for their songs.
Yeah, I know, wouldn't you?
Stevie Nicks and the brunette. That's what I just...
Oh, she's blonde, actually. Christine McVie, but she used to be Christine Perfect in Chicken Shack.
Was she ever brunette?
Not that I know of,
I think she was a brunette? Was she fat?
No.
I guess when Stevie Nicks is in the picture, you really don't notice the others. I don't know. I mean, I'm they were never one of my favorite bands. I've just picked up a couple, CDs.
Right.
And I leave them on the radio.
But you were, I mean...
They're before my time.
Right. What I'm saying is that you're younger than me, but when Rumors came out, oh my God, so hugely popular.
No, they were a huge band in the 70s, early 80s. And then, Stevie Nicks did something with Tom Petty, which always gets a lot of radio play.
Oh,
but yeah.
Yeah,
so the dude that was singing all the stuff that I thought was a chick is not in the band. Not interested now. Glad I know this.
Okay.
Because we're going to see Whitesnake and Foreigner. Okay. And I guess like Foreigner has like nobody left in the band.
Really? Nobody original?
No, or maybe one guy, like Mick something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But they're closing. So you got the Jason Bonham Experience opening,
okay.
Which is fine.
Okay.
Get to hear the son living off his father. I get it. He's sperm. Yeah. I know. That's fine. They're not like they're going to play any of the Bonham songs. He had his own band, Bonham. I have both those albums.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. Yeah, well, why would you? Exactly. So...
I made a grimace.
Yeah, so that's fine. Whitesnake, it really doesn't matter who's in the band with David Coverdale because he's gone through so many
musicians. Yeah, I guess I couldn't name somebody.
Well, I mean, he had Stevie Vai and everything,
Oh, all right.
I mean, he's had a lot of great musicians in the band, but he's always recycling them. And I saw them a couple years ago, and they were great. I talked about it on the show.
What's that song where Tawny Kitaen is riding?
Here I Go Again?
Ah. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, they got a bunch of hits.
I know that song.
Yeah, they got a bunch of hits. They're really good. So I want to see Whitesnake.
I want to know if he can hit that note. Here I go again. Yeah! I mean, it's like, whoa.
You know what? It's better when you don't look back at the video you shot.
No, because it's like nobody can live up to those big hair days.
I might be able to, I don't know if it's on there, but I might be able to play you some of the stuff because I recorded. I was in the front row. That was with David Coverdale Patel, the guy that was singing. Remember I told you the Indian guy that was by me the whole time?
Singing along
with David Coverdale.
Here I go again.
Samir Coverdale. Yeah. So,
here I go again on my own.
It was terrible. I mean, it was
going down the only road I ever known.
But you still got David Coverdale, so you want to see Whitesnake.
Yeah, right.
If you're into that band.
Right.
But then Foreigner's just a bunch of everybody else that's never been in the band.
That's really weird.
So I don't even know how they get the headline slot, but this is seriously a night where it could be very conceivable where we do not stay for the whole show.
Well, I hate to say it, but unless the singer is the original singer from Foreigner, because that was, I think that was very recognizable. But really? I mean, I had the first Foreigner album, and I know what the guys look like on the album cover, but if I tripped over one of them right now, I wouldn't know it. And I wouldn't miss their particular instrumental skills.
Like, I'm still surprised Foreigner would headline over Whitesnake anyway. I mean, they probably call it a co-headline thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but it always goes last is the real one. Exactly. Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, you can try to...
But especially without, like, the core members of the band. It's like you wouldn't have Boston headline without Brad Delp.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't understand. Well,
like on some of these shows, Journey and Def Leppard are touring together, mm-hmm. and Journey is closing, but they don't. It's without Steve Perry.
But the guy that they got.
I understand.
Oh, my God. That kid's great.
I understand, but you have the original Def Leppard. You still have Joe Elliott, so Def Leppard should close every time.
Yeah, well, but see, this has been done throughout time. I mean, they've...
Has it?
It has. Rock and roll, they've...
The Garden of Eden, is that what it was?
Yes. Actually, you know what? Adam toured without Eve a couple times.
And there you go, banished.
It wasn't quite the same.
Banished from the garden.
But he still got headline over the snake.
I'd rather see the snake.
I would too.
I always like the villains.
He's definitely more rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Adam's kind of a weenie.
No, I think if you want a headline, unless you're bringing like shit with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but whatever. We'll see.
Yeah, but I mean, that's been the argument that bands have had after they break up. Who gets the band name?
Well, you got a Great White touring. I like Great White a lot. Very underrated band from the 80s. Very bluesy. I think you would dig them.
Mm.
A lot of you like blues rock, right?
I do.
I think you would, you know, their big hit is Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
But so much of their stuff is bluesy.
Yeah.
So I think you would dig them. So you got Great White touring, mm-hmm. and then you have Jack Russell's Great White. Jack Russell was the lead singer.
Oh, I see.
So it's like a whole bunch of new guys and Jack Russell. Still, I'd rather see that. And Joe opened for them. I think Joe opened for them like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
For
wow.
Jack Russell's Great White.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to go, unless there's like some breakout guitarist or keyboardist, something like that, I tend to go with the band that has the guy that sang the songs, because that's always the recognizable bit. Because
you remember the hook.
Yeah.
It's all about the hook.
It's about a lot about the singing for me. And
yeah, nobody wants to hear the band with the great guitarist but the shitty singer.
Right, but some...
Unless it's Van Halen with David Lee Roth.
But unless they get, say that The Who went out and Roger Daltrey wasn't going to go. And so Pete Townsend, who is arguably one of the great rock players, say that they got a singer who was not exactly like Roger, but he could carry it off and do it well. I would go see that still, you know? I mean, but I'd rather see Roger Daltrey sing that stuff.
You can see Roger Daltrey's touring with an orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, he's still out there doing it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I have no
still
desire.
Still got a lot of power.
I have no desire to see the Who. There's a couple songs of theirs I like, but...
I loved The Who. Loved them. I mean, again, I still do.
Again, before my time.
Yeah, I mean, some of this is not like you like the 80s hair bands, and a lot of them I didn't get into. I was still...
It was after your time.
It was, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I know what I was trying to upload it, but Facebook's a bitch with videos.
Mm.
So I went to see the kid's a violinist.
Yes.
So she's part of this wire choir that's like a school group of like all the strings and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, you'd said the name of that. I really do like that.
It's a
that
great
title.
Name. She's actually supposed to be at doing the 8th grade graduation tonight, but the wife hasn't gotten home, so she might not make it.
Oh,
she's supposed
no.
to be performing because she was in all county and the wire choir.
Oh.
Made her. But anyway, so they were playing like they opened with Smells Like Teen Spirit strings.
That is wild.
Yeah. And they did Smooth Criminal. they did a whole bunch of like stuff that he can't touch. This. They did like a whole music medley, like I can't touch this. They did some of Havana, which is the pop song. I don't know if you know this pop song, Havana. But I really wanted to put up, and they did some Stairway to Heaven.
That's cool.
But I was like, wow, Smells Like Teen Spirit with the strings. I was very impressed.
Yeah. I went to see a charity event recently, and there was a local high school band that was sort of leading the parade. There were cancer survivors, and they were doing admittedly, it was like a short walk, but they were doing a walk as part of a presentation. And so the band led them, you know, around where they were walking through. And they were playing one of the White Stripes songs. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I feel like they've played that too when I've seen them.
Yeah. And then,
the popular song.
Yeah. And Mr. Hillock said, do you think when Jack White was writing this that he ever thought that a high school band would be playing his
song?
You
know what? I think it's kind of flattering for these guys, because a lot of times you'll see, like, Roger Daltrey's out right now with an orchestra.
Yeah.
Metallica has played with an orchestra. Aerosmith recorded stuff with an orchestra. I think it's I think they kind of dig it, a lot of these musicians, to see their music interpreted and brought to that level. That's very flattering.
It is.
It's a different when you sell it to a commercial. You're clearly doing it for the money.
Yeah,
when you're pushing Hondas and they're playing. But I mean, to have a high school band, sure, that's cool.
Yeah. I've always been amazed by, like, I don't know if they still feel it every time, but when a band is playing and there's an arena singing your words back at you, that's gotta be like the biggest ego stroke.
Especially, when you're with like Vince Neil towards the end, and you couldn't sing the words anymore. So you just hold. We've talked about this. You just hold the microphone out to the audience. David Lee Roth too. I mean.
See, now I find that incredibly lame. That bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to do it, you do it for a couple of the bridges.
Yeah,
get the crowd involved.
Yeah, as long as that you're good, you know, that middle part, if it comes around in the song again, so we can hear you sing it.
Yeah.
But at one point, you let the crowd do a verse or something. But if it's the whole fucking song,
and you know, it's not a good time when Samir Coverdale does it to every fucking song in your ear.
No, I really would have launched into him.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I'm a pussy.
No,
but I have those. I have those videos somewhere. But I will play for you on the. You know what? Let's see. Let me see. I'm going to try and play. I'm going to crank up the volume on my phone.
Crank up the volume. While you're doing that, I just want to say I was listening to box in my
in your legs.
Not that little box, and thank you. No, I have a box in my dashboard where my CDs fit in.
Uh-huh.
One of my CDs, I don't even know what happened to it, but got all gooed up or scratched up.
Shocking, in such a pristine vehicle as yours.
No, well, they're safe in the little box, or so I thought. And
nothing's safe in that box.
I wiped off the CD, I pop it in, and I'm listening to, I want to break my rusty cage. Oh, God, I was so pissed off. Ruined it for me.
So you go to the bar, you go to the dollar store, you get another
CD. I got to get another one.
All right, so let's see if we can hear this. This is Smells Like Teen Spirit, Wire Choir.
Cool.
I recorded it like an asshole. Is that enough?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, that's good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Bunch of kids.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear it that way.
I do like it that way. And I like the way that they, you know, they made it. They didn't do like exactly the way his vocal inflections go during the melody. They got it.
Yeah. Let's see what else I got on here.
That's really good.
Let's see what I got here.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh,
that's
I hear the
bass.
Here come the cellos. Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is Billie Jean.
Obviously. Oh, wow. That was very cool.
They're good, right?
Yeah, they are good.
Let's see what else I got. Yeah, so I got a bunch of stuff. Let's see.
Look at you, proud papa.
No, I'm very proud of her. She's got talents I don't have.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of different enthusiasms, and she's able to, you know, play and be a karate, and oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing sometimes. You're like, how did they learn to do this stuff?
Well, clearly none of the musical talent comes from me. We know. But she is...
Is the missus musically talented?
Her whole family is. Her family. Her father was a trombone player.
Okay.
The wife can sing.
Yeah.
She used to play violin and piano and stuff like that.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, they have a lot, and plus they have regular artists on their side of the family, like, you know, with the paintbrush and everything.
Regular artists.
No, well, that's why. Yeah, but like
visual artists.
Yeah, visual artists. And I guess on my side, if you consider what I do art, I guess it would just be me.
Yeah, entertainment.
Right. So. Right. So the daughter is, I guess I'm doing a daughter brag tonight. I guess that's what we're doing.
That's okay.
So the daughter is, she's writing, she has this project that she has to write a story with another girl in the class, but it turns out the other girl really doesn't do anything.
Okay.
And so my daughter's carrying the whole thing, and what she did do, I apparently was plagiarized from White Collar, the show White Collar.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Yeah.
No!
Right. So my daughter is, like, writing... Joe saw some of it, actually, because Joe and I and Chip wrote on Saturday. We wrote together, and I brought it with me. So she's writing this story about a kid who's an FBI, like a teen who's an FBI agent in search of her father, and it's very detailed. The character description is better than we gave Joe's characters. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm like, the description is like so on point, and it's and I go, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll write this for Disney or something. And my wife's like, no, this is way too dark for Disney. It's like, I'm not going to give it away at all, but it's really, really good, to the point where I spoke to my daughter and I spoke to Chip, and we might try to put a pilot out.
Wow.
Based on my daughter's writings.
Why not?
Yeah, she's really, and she's a good artist too. Good visual artist too. She's got a lot of talent.
Yeah,
but yeah, she's probably a better writer than me. probably a better writer than I am.
You know what though? You can always say something like that and not feel jealous when it's your child. You know what I mean?
As long as she's willing to take care of me and the lifestyle I'm accustomed to.
I know. Well, you can stay in a basement with the cat box.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lifestyle I'm accustomed to.
I am too, actually.
So, yeah, so that it's just, so we're going to write that. So Chip's like, well, send me a copy because I brought it with me, and Joe read it too, and Joe can speak on it when he gets here if he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still writing it, so there's still more, and there's more updates, and she's like really proud of it. I think
that's awesome.
She's like, you want to see whatever? I'm like, yeah. Or you could just show me when you're done, whatever you want.
Yeah.
I said, you know, just email it to me when your final copy, and make sure you write me the parts that you wrote because I don't want to use the other person's part.
Right.
So she's like, well, are we going to credit her? I go, not if we don't use anything. She's like, we're not even going to put her in the credits. I'm like, then she'll want money. And my daughter's like, oh, okay.
None for you.
But my daughter pretty much like created is like doing the vast majority.
Yeah, you know what? I actually hated.
Give me a pen. I'm going to write to you the way she thinks it should end.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say it on the air
because
I don't want to give it away.
No, of course not. You don't want to give the spoiler on your own story.
And I had to talk my daughter out of this. I'm like, I don't think we should do that.
Oh, okay.
But this is how dark my daughter is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, which you would not expect. I'll write to you the reasoning.
Well, I kind of understand. I already have an idea in my head why she went that way. But I don't want to second guess you. But I was just going to say.
Well, you can't do that for a pilot.
No, I was just going to say.
So this was her reasoning.
I always hated.
Because.
Oh, you know what? I was having trouble reading your scribble.
No, of course. I understand. But that was her logic.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of
yeah, but you
kind of dark that she's already learned this lesson.
Well, I mean, you see the kid. She's always wearing black, but she's not a goth kid.
No, no, no. But I mean, like, she's already figured out a lot more than. How old is she again?
She's 11.
Yeah.
But she's like reading. She's like reading all these. She's reading all the ones that they've made into movies, like Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
Harry Potter. What's the one with Divergent? And they made the three movies of that.
Yeah. So
and the Maze Runners. So she's reading that type of stuff.
Right.
She's like reading stuff that's above, and she has been for a few years, that's above
pardon me.
Her level.
Yeah.
Which is the things that are really well written.
And it, right, and they also are the things that you're saying are rather dystopic, you know. So
yeah.
That's why she's got a dark view, I think.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting. So
yeah.
We'll see. We'll give it a couple weekends on the summer, a couple Saturdays. Her and Chip and I. We'll see if we could bang it out. I didn't have to bribe her with pizza.
No, is that what usually works?
No, but I just figured, you know, I will get some pizza after we're done writing. She's like, no, I want to do this. That's cool.
Well, I think that is actually the perfect motivation for Mr. Helix. I can get him to do a lot of things for pizza.
I understand. You can get me to do a lot of things for pizza.
I've noticed.
The things I do for pizza. But no, so that's kind of interesting. So your car was in disarray and disrepair.
Oh, my God.
At this time last week. You had a flat tire, and the guy came, and he could not get...
You should have seen this. You heard it, but you had...
By the way, we all heard it. It was fucking god-awful.
It was... And I... Well, it's there, and he comes up. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm trying... this is the part you didn't really know. So I'm trying to do the show with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is going to suck because any second now, the guy from AAA is going to roll up. And I knew it. It was going to be one of those big flatbed.
Well, the problem was, I didn't know to cut if I should cut you loose or keep on going.
I know.
I was caught in between.
I
was just going to do it myself.
Yeah.
But then you would be there. So I didn't know what to do.
I know. And then it would be like something would happen and be really noisy. And I felt like I should explain. Then in the middle of this, I am in my workplace parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
My coworkers, who do not know I do this show, are showing up for a... Now, I don't have to be at this thing, but they're showing up for a late meeting. And one by one, they're stopping by my car to talk to me. Are you okay? Do you need help?
Why can't you just say, I'm on the phone with somebody, I can't talk?
Because if they're offering help because they see I'm stuck, I have to at least say, no thanks, I got this. I'm not having prolonged conversations with them, but I can't say, I'm on the air doing this show you don't know about, and I could possibly be fired for.
You say nothing inappropriate. Have you seen our president? It's okay to be inappropriate.
I know. But so
our president, our comedians, everybody, our actors, everybody's fucking inappropriate now.
Oh, I know, but there's other things. But I think this guy, so I have walked away because it's too loud and I'm trying to talk to you. I hear this guy is wailing on my tire like he is trying to beat my car to death. And I'm like, I'm trying to talk to you, but I'm wondering, what is he doing? And I've walked to the other side of the car. I can't see what he's doing. He's beating the crap out of my car. I'm like, well, I am not the expert on taking tires off and replacing them with the donut, but I have never seen this technique. I didn't realize that the tire had rusted on, and he was trying to wrench it loose, but he was just beating the tarnation out of it, and he was making so much noise, I was looking at him like, are you insane? There used to be a commercial on television.
How long have those tires been on that they rusted on?
Not that long. I don't understand. I really don't understand that it rusted
on. Were you using the car as a hovercraft?
You'd think. I mean... I don't know. It's not kept in the garage or anything.
My car's not kept in the garage either.
No, I don't know why.
How often do you get your tires rotated?
Maybe once a year.
Oh, no good.
Why?
You're supposed to do it every, they say every 3,000. I do it like every 6,000. Every time I get an oil change.
Do you really?
Yeah. So they wear evenly. I didn't always do that.
No.
And I also have not had the issue of them rusting on.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I thought he was crazy. So he's saying to me, well, it's rusted on. And I'm looking at him like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You're AAA. Figure something out.
This is your job.
This is your job. What? He was looking at me like I was going to tell him the answer. I'm supposed to troubleshoot this shit? I don't pay to be the one troubleshooting it. If I could, I wouldn't have called you, now would I?
It's the same people that were in Joe's keyboard store where he wanted to get the keyboard replaced.
Dude. Oh, God. Yeah. So it was a slow leak. He filled it up. Then I had to drive home because I had no place to bring it because it was late. And there, my mechanic's gone. I don't know if he'll let me drop off the car. I can't just bring it there. So I had to wait until... I got up at God o'clock in the morning.
God o'clock.
And I called the
station. He was actually still creating stuff. I saw a rhinoceros spring from nowhere.
Bing. Oh, yeah, you. What? And I called, and they said that I could bring it over there. But I have to wait for AAA again. So
it's flat again in the morning?
Yeah, by the morning it's flat again. And so I have to call them again. Meanwhile, Mr. Helix had car trouble, and he called AAA the day before. So 3 days in a row, we're calling AAA.
Help
us. Wait, what happened with him? Oh, his brakes, jammed. So his car wouldn't go. It was his emergency brake. It just, like, jammed.
Locked. How old are your cars?
They're each, his is, really old.
90s?
No, 2001. His is pretty really old. Mine's 2007.
That's not that old.
No, it's not. No, mine.
I mean, it's old, but it's not that old.
Except for the rusting on thing. And I needed a new clutch recently, but it was due. But other than that, my car, knock on wood, has been pretty good to me.
It's time Mr. Helix gets a new car.
Oh, it's so past time for him to get a new car. His car is... his car needs to be put out of its misery.
So why doesn't he get a new car?
Soon. Well, as soon as we get back from England, we're going to... Finally, he says...
Why not start looking now?
Why not start looking last year when I started, like slightly nagging him about it?
Yeah, wasn't he driving your car for a while or something?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Pleased. I don't know.
As I recall, his car is nothing special, so there shouldn't be that type of attachment.
I really...
Was it like my Camaro that was just taking up space in the driveway for years?
I know, but you had a real love for the car.
It was a fucking Camaro, as I recall.
I know.
Listen, when the car I have now goes, goodbye!
Yeah,
you know, it's a good car. I'm not emotionally attached to it.
No, I mean, I've had cars that my very first car I was emotionally attached to.
Yeah, it's your first car.
It was.
That's why you got to do what I do and just fucking total it. I totaled that. There was no keeping it.
I did.
All right, so that solves that problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
And a couple of others. Well, actually, people totaled them for me.
Ah, how nice.
I kept getting crashed into in the engine part, and they were so old, it was a total wreck, according to the insurance company. So, people kept totaling my cars while I was in them. That was a bad thing.
The only car I've totaled was the Camaro, the first Camaro.
Oh, that's a shame.
That most certainly was. 86 yeah. Camaro. You remember that car?
The
silver one.
Very dimly.
I don't think you ever saw it, because I was still in college when I totaled that.
Yeah, no, I think I only knew the black one.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah. It was a nice car.
It was a nice car.
Yeah.
Until I stopped driving it and the bees made a home in it.
Wait. My brother had a, I forget what kind of car it was. I think it was a Camaro. It was an older model. And he left it. We're such white trash. He had it parked on the crushed gravel on the side of the house that sufficed as his parking spot.
Right.
He had it there that long, so long, a tree grew through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Camaro was in the driveway so long it actually dented the driveway. It dented the driveway. That's
God.
How long. Once the price of Super, the top-notch gas, went over $2 a gallon, that was the end of me driving it. Remember when $2 a gallon was a thing?
I know.
And this was like for Super, like, oh, I will not. I will not give in to these Arab countries.
Arab. That was your line in the sand.
That was my
box?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty,
Yeah.
That was it.
I now remember fondly.
Yeah, because you're getting like 12, 15 miles a gallon with Super in it.
When I first got a car, man, I used to drive all over the place.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Gas
too.
Was cheap.
Gas was 97 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
99 cents a gallon. You would cruise.
You would go all over
the place. You cruise the avenue back and forth. Who's out tonight? Who's hanging out by 7-Eleven? Yeah. Nobody yet. Let's double back and go around again. And again. You know what? Let's go to the next town over. Then double back and go again. That's what you did.
That's what you did.
Because you were too young to get into any place and you had a bitchin' car.
Right.
And you wanted to see if anybody hot was out. Not that they... so you could catcall them, I guess.
I don't know. But yeah. I mean, my friends and I would go driving and exploring because we, you know, there was nothing to do. And, you know, it'd be summertime. You had all day and all night free. And you'd go and you just go, look, what... Like, where does this go? What's at the end of this road? I've never been here.
By the way, there's no better feeling in life than a walking and being catcalled.
Oh. Depends.
I was in high school. It's a long time ago. Nobody's catcalling these days. But the top of my game, somebody objectifies you as a piece of meat, pretty fucking good.
When you're young and you think you're looking cute and somebody says something, yeah, I get
Well, yeah, if you're like 500 pounds, you're going to think maybe they're sarcastic.
Yes.
Unless you are that confident in yourself, and then God bless you.
And then you're
I
like,
never was.
That's right.
Nah, but you know what, sophomore year of high school, junior year, tight pants, good shape. I was thin, full head of hair, cackle. Fuck yeah. Damn right. Take it all in. Take it all in.
Drink this in, girls.
Drink it in. Now they don't even want to take a sniff. They don't even want to swill it around and spit it out like it's a cheap fucking wine.
They don't want to hold the glass.
No, they don't. You're not even boxed wine. Nobody wants it now. But please, to be looked at as a piece of meat, that is all I ask. One more day before I die, I should have that throw. But it has to be somebody good looking. I don't want somebody ugly taking it all in. You don't look at me. You don't treat me like that. You're not good enough to objectify me.
Well, you know, I mean, as long as you have a vagina, somebody is going to say something to you. It doesn't much matter what else is going on.
That must be nice.
No. Yeah. You have not seen what is talking to you. It's
nothing
not...
better than walking down the avenue and somebody screams, "You're hot." Doesn't get better. And that has been the pinnacle of my life.
See, no. No.
I've had, not marriage, not a kid, not winning championships in softball, not great comedy shows, not getting syndicated. None of it compares to the drive-by, "You're hot." There's nothing better. That's it. I peaked.
It's totally different for women, though. It's not good. Because
you expect it.
No, it's not good to have people yelling at you. It's actually, it's because they'll yell. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with, you know.
Oh, no, it's all about you.
No,
yes.
No, it has to do with you have a vagina and I see you walking.
No, it's
not good. And it also is scary because it's like, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I never thought about what they would do about it. I wish they would have come back around. We could have discussed it.
Yeah, no, that's not a good thing for women, though.
Well, for me. All I'm saying, people, you see me on the streets. You want to make me feel good? Yell something inappropriate.
I'll yell something inappropriate.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything for you. No, I want somebody whose agenda is pure lust.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Somebody who just wants some downright filthy debauchery with me. That's what I want. I want to relive what I had. I didn't have it for very long and very often, but I had it.
Well,
long gone.
I remember wearing, I had a tube top, and I had these overalls that were, like, not, like, jeans overalls. They were kind of, like, the material overalls that were, like, lower, like, the bib was lower, and they were cut in, and it was, like, late 70s. It was a look that you would wear, but I was like, I had lost a lot of weight at that moment, and I thought that I was looking like the shit, and I liked wearing that outfit.
Sure.
So I liked if people looked at me.
Yeah, of course you did.
I don't like comments. I don't like that.
Oh, comment.
No.
Comment.
No.
Drink it all in. Say what you want to do to me, please.
Say what you want to do to me.
Please. I mean, it's hard when you're driving by quickly, so really what you're hoping for is stop and go traffic.
I want to make you my bitch.
That's a lot right there. See, that's not nice.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's not nice. Yeah. But you know what? Great ass. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that what they said?
No.
Nice package?
I think, I think it was like more like you're hot. I think it was something like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice for you.
It could have been because it was a warm day. I don't think it was, though. We have air conditioning, but you're hot. Oh, now you're just rubbing in. You're being mean. I wish I had some air conditioning.
You're hot. Well, you're hot is much better than you're humid.
You're musky. Oh, you look swampy.
You look moist. Ew. Swampy.
You look swampy.
That's not the top of my compliment list.
Your tidy whities must be sticking to you. No, you don't want to hear that, but you're hot. Fuck yeah. Drink it in.
Okay.
This is all for you.
He had to see. He just did one of those going down as the sides of his body with his hands.
Yes.
Like, look at all this.
You know what? The Miss America doesn't want to do evening gown. Fuck it. You know what? If it's going to get me some compliments or the bathing suit, I'll wear the fucking bikini. If they are sincere compliments, that's how shallow I am. I put that on and I will sashay my little ass. Judge me.
Judge me and my little sash.
Yes, because I've
and my sachet.
Because I have obviously worked very hard to get to that point where I want you to take in my body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Then why should I deprive you? And why should I deprive myself of the superficial compliments?
You know what? From the women of the world, I say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for doing all
that work.
I don't
really need you to value my mind. I don't need that.
Oh, thank God.
Exactly. You know what? But if you say, wow, you're looking good. You look like you're in great shape. Fuck yeah. Look at me as dumb as fuck.
Well, I mean, it's very nice hearing compliments like that from people that you know.
No.
You want strangers?
Everybody.
Everybody.
as long as it's sincere. Everybody.
Right, right. Sincere compliments are nice. Flattery, false flattery. Ugh.
I've lost some weight. Nobody fucking notices. Oh, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? If you can't take the time to notice the shit I'm putting my body through, fuck you, people. I shouldn't do this anymore. I might as well just eat Doritos and be fat because you don't give a shit what I've done.
Is that what that it's for?
Yes, I want superficial compliments. I don't understand what you are not getting at this point.
I understand your motivation. I totally do. I'm personalizing it, and I'm saying, oh God, no.
No superficial compliments.
No, well,
I expect people who know me to say nice things, unless it's Joe. Hi, Joe. but yes, I want complete strangers to drink it all in and say wonderful and lascivious things about me.
Joe,
yes.
You smell really good. What is that?
It's the hand washing stuff up there. The soap up there. We have the best soap here.
See? Here we have another 10 minutes on soap. We bought you soap. Isn't your soap lovely?
Yes, but it's at home. I'm washing my hands here, and it's based on the soap up here, and it's absolutely delightful. Yes,
it is.
I have the ocean breeze.
All right,
I
relax. He's taking. Don't drink in his odor.
Yeah. I'm drinking in the hand.
He's gonna get an angry text if you keep it up.
We had the one the candle. Oh, then
all right, we're not doing 10 minutes on soap. Just like we're not doing 10 minutes on the lawn or 10 minutes on her in the yogurt department. We're not doing that shit. We have yummy soap here, and apparently you lathered in it, and Pip thinks you're delightful. So good for you. You're yummy. You're downright yummy.
Write that down.
I got a waff. You're downright yummy.
Yes.
It was downright yummy.
But as I was saying, yes, superficial compliments from strangers, but they're sincere. Fuck yeah. Sign me up every day of the week. It's like, you know, for comedy, you're like, oh, you know, somebody you don't know goes, oh, you're really funny. Good. If Joe says I'm really funny, fuck it. He's supposed to. He's a comic. He's a friend. But if somebody who just saw the show says it, that means something.
No, that's true.
Were you looking for these superficial comments?
No, nowhere down here, that's for sure.
No. When you walk around town looking for something.
That's what we were
talking
about.
That's pretty much.
I was saying the pinnacle of my life was when I was like in high school and I'm walking down the street, like 15 or something, and somebody screamed, "You're hot." I said that was the highest achievement of my life. It was better than getting syndicated, better than marriage, better than having a kid. And it was the fucking crowning. That was the crowning achievement.
I hope obviously at the time because you didn't have the other stuff yet.
But now, still to this day,
now that, we know what motivates him.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not like you wouldn't all want a compliment. Like you wouldn't like to shake your little tush on the sidewalk and have somebody attractive say hot things to you if Joe's girl wasn't in the chat room listening to this right now. to avoid a conversation on the ride home.
I want.
Well, it
people...
hasn't happened.
Good answer. But I'm not saying it's happening to
it
me.
It hasn't
either.
Happened.
I want want to be walking around and have somebody yell at, what a giant brain.
No.
Yes.
You know what? No. I don't give. You know what? Think I'm an idiot. I don't give a shit. We don't value intelligence in this country anyway.
Not in this basement, we don't.
What do we don't value? Intelligence is really not valued in this country. So you know what?
No, it's not.
So you know what? I want to be valued. Value my ass. I'm working hard.
Okay. Now I got it. You're doing that workout.
No, but even before the workout. But
I think he wants to get compliments on the fruits of his labor.
Yes,
we
he
all
does.
Do. Or the cheeks of
you're,
his labor.
You're,
yeah.
Sure. You write a new joke, you want a positive reaction.
Yes.
You work out for an hour, you starve yourself, you want a positive reaction.
Yeah.
But I ideally want that positive reaction without doing any of that work.
Yeah. That's real work for that.
I do.
You're entitled. You feel entitled to a compliment.
No, I feel desperate for compliments.
But it's well, desperate, but somewhat so entitled.
No, I don't feel entitled.
None are coming.
I don't expect.
No.
All right.
I don't expect them. I'm just saying, listen, even when I was in shape after high school, nobody fucking shelled I was hot. I had a peak. It's it was about 15. It's been a slow climb downhill. This is where I am now. There's a lot more maintenance just to be ignored.
That's age, my friend.
Yes, and I'm not a fan.
That's not neither am I.
Oh no, not my good side.
All right, so you got this rusty wheel.
Yeah.
And your car. I was talking about Mr. Healy.
No. So I had to go through the AAA experience all over again in the morning, and Joe, for you to catch up, the guy, it was a slow leak. The guy filled my tire so that I could hobble.
Was that
home.
A euphemism? The guy filled my tire?
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Yeah, with a slow leak.
Some leaked out all over his
He's got a small stem, but I'll take it.
Jeez.
Nice. Wow. Tire talk with Joe Carey.
Tire talk.
So the next morning, I started again. I call the garage. Will you take my car? Yes. Call AAA, and they're like, it'll be there in an hour. I'm like, I got to get to work. This is the outside of my window to get to work on time with Mr. Helix driving me there. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, but you know what? The people at your office had seen that you were having car problems the day before.
Yeah, no, so they know
it
I have
It was legitimate, not like your other excuses.
What? Come
Whatever.
On.
Whatever.
No.
It was late night at a Wynwood concert. Well, Clayton Migraine. Whatever. Stop hanging out with the
migraine.
Stop hanging out with the band, stupid. You got to get home.
Nope.
Don't work. Exactly. Exactly. I'm saying this was a legitimate one as opposed to the normal nonsense
Clayton
you're running.
Migraine.
Well, I waited, and the guy shows up later than the hour. They call and they tell you this is going to happen, but I'm like,
hey,
yeah.
We were just fooling when we gave you that first time frame.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Say no? I mean, he's going to be here when he's going to be here. And then, of course, there's all the, if they have to drag the car up onto the flatbed, sign these papers, yada, yada. So I got
drag the car.
Yeah.
Sign this.
Yeah. So essentially do their job.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I got to work a half an hour late in the morning. I'm
it's not that bad.
It just never ends.
No, it never does.
It never ends.
Well, but now, that was possession number one that crapped the bed.
Possession's 9/10 of the law.
Possession number two, yeah. You'll, Joe, note that I am not on my own laptop.
Oh, what happened? Finally, it did its final reboot.
Yeah, it said
it's gone to the great reboot in the sky.
Yeah, it said.
Well, in the computer's defense, it had been warning her for quite some time that things were not well.
How old was the computer?
I don't know. It's a couple years old.
What's a Hewlett Packard?
Yeah, they
run hot.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does run.
This
hot.
This is a Hewlett Packard. Doesn't hold a charge. It lives here. It's always plugged in now. This computer's really fucking old.
Yeah, mine comes around with me, so I'm like, it comes back and forth.
This one used to go all over the place, but it doesn't hold the charge now. It can't.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mine is almost 4 years old. And
that's about the end.
Yeah, but it still gets the job done. But the funny thing is like I have a problem getting on my Internet Explorer. I had my IT guy at the day program take a look at the thing. My Internet Explorer is just maddening because sometimes it'll work and sometimes it doesn't. When I do the clips, I'll go to send the clips and sometimes it'll work and not work.
So use a different browser.
Well, yeah, it's just the federal case. But I do,
case to use a different browser?
What kind of browser would you?
You could use Google Chrome. You could use Mozilla.
Mozilla. All right.
Yeah, Firefox, Mozilla. Yeah.
I'll take a look at that. I'm not the big tech savvy guy that you assume.
We're not. Trust me. Dealing with you two, we're not dealing with major tech. It's like, wow, we used to, for the longest time, you talk about tech shit all the time. And now after dealing with her from before the show and explaining what a different browser would be like, I don't think they paid attention.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm slow to, look at this. I went to Best Buy and I got a case for my phone.
Yay.
I would work without a net for all this while.
No, you know what I just showed her how to do? How to surf the internet without being logged into the internet.
How do you do that?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
See?
You shut off the internet and you go on like 4G on your phone.
Oh, on that? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't know this was an option.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Look, yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right, go on. What do you think it is? Joe just pulled a what do you think it is on me and I fell for it. Yeah, that's what I was. I was surprised he
Thank
wasn't.
Thank you,
like,
Tom Sawyer.
Surprised he wasn't finishing my sentence. Like, as I would start a word, Joe would jump to the end of it like he knew it too. Internet. Yeah,
that's a good trick.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you though, sometimes computer. I have there's two things that I use. Well, I attempted to use for samples. It's called Ableton, and it triggers all these samples.
Mm-hmm.
And I originally got it with Rotgut, and I used it on a couple of the songs, and it was good. But it has to work off the computer, and getting the computer to work with it is maddening.
Ugh.
So I bought another one, a smaller one, for $89, which has got a keyboard on it, and use the keys to trigger the samples, which I used to do on my other keyboard.
Right.
I can't even get reading the instructions, I can't even get the thing to acknowledge the computer's there, yet even me.
You got to install the drivers.
I did that. So what I got to do, I've got to sit with it again because there's a Rotgut show coming up in July, and I want to start using some samples with Fragile Sky, so I want to get this thing up and running. So I'm going to sit with it in the next couple of weeks and just like practically spend the whole day with it, you know?
Yeah. Well, just learning how the technology works is so frustrating for me. Sitting there with the little manual. And what was really frustrating is back in the day, I had a VHS, you know, recorder. And the darn thing, the manual, it had the wrong instructions. And so I was trying to figure something out on it, and
did you buy it? Get it off the back of a truck?
No, it was a name brand.
Instructions ain't in there, really.
It was a name brand, so I went through it, and my boyfriend at the time was like, "You're clearly doing something wrong." And he was a recording engineer, so I'm like, "You have at it because you know equipment. You
make this Zenith VHS work for me."
So, no, it wasn't out of date or anything. So he took the manual, he sat there.
It's a VCR. Of course it's out of date. Zenith was a VCR in the time.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, and this was back a long time ago. So it was up to date at the time. So I went, here's the manual. And he goes through all the stages, stops at the same place I got stopped, and he goes, and I see him looking at it, and it says that there's a button or a knob on there that does not exist.
Yeah, sometimes they send you the instructions for the other model.
For a different model.
And this is before the internet, where you could just Google and go find out what's wrong.
Right.
And you find out thousands of other people had the same issue.
And it's amazing that you can go find a video and have like everything. Like on that one unit that I bought, I'm going to check all the videos I can to get the setup, how to do the setup on that.
Yeah.
But the problem with the video is that these guys, especially like if you learn how to do something, you have these guys that learned how to do it and want to show you, but they're just so into themselves.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the first thing we're going to lay it out. Now, what they'll do is they'll give it to you like this, but make sure you have it set up like that. Now, another feature, they just show me how to use the fucking thing. Who cares?
They are showing you how to use it.
No, but with a whole preamble.
So when you learn how to do it, make your own fucking
video. I'm gonna. All right, this is the thing. This is what you do. That's done. Next.
If it was only that easy.
Yeah.
If it was only that easy.
I'll make it that easy.
They can't.
Yeah.
Then everybody could do it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed seeing my boyfriend get at the same spot as I did and then go, huh. Like, oh, yeah, so I'm not so fucking stupid,
no,
right?
No, no. In defense of the boyfriend, after what I've dealt with, yes, you are.
No, not with a manual.
Fine. I don't know what his fucking name was, man. Funny.
Yeah.
I'm just talking from my personal experience. I don't know what you and Emmanuel had to do with each other. But.
Well, we were doing something before the show.
I bet you were.
She used to do her own little shows with Emmanuel. Yeah. Role playing. That's where she learned it to act.
Right. Not him. I'm talking about me and Davin.
So she did not compliment me on my supple ass, so I really wanted nothing to do with her.
He wasn't speaking to me. No, there was something. So. So I'm having trouble. I don't have all my passwords written down.
You don't have any passwords. She doesn't know passwords for a fucking email she uses all the time.
Really?
Like, it just pops up on the computer. I wrote them down. I forgot to bring the little book, but one of them.
You know where else she has it? On the computer that doesn't work.
Yeah.
I have mine all written down. Looks like
because you're smart.
Because it looks like graffiti on a wall.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. But that's what you do. We all have
that shit. No, I
do. Most of us have.
I do have a little book that I have passwords in.
But
all of them. I forgot to bring it. No, one of them I must have changed, and I didn't update my little book because I tried to do that, and I was like, oh fuck, that doesn't work. So I tried several of the things that I usually use. No, none of those. But what's frustrating is that I have certain things that I always use, but then they. This one needs a character. This one needs numbers and letters. This one needs, like...
That's why you write it down.
I know. Well, but I must have changed it on the fly and not had my little book with me, and I...
You know what else you do? You make sure you got everything in order when your computer's giving you a warning, like, I don't feel well.
You know,
yeah, I know.
I tell you, though, doing everything online, it there's a learning curve. I have got to get glass replaced on my truck. And when I had MetLife, I would call up MetLife. You speak to them direct.
Yeah.
And, hi, can I help you? Glass claim, blah, blah, blah. All right, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to connect you with SafeLight. We're going to connect you direct. We'll say, hi, this is Susa, MetLife. Hi, Mr. Curry here. We're going to schedule the glass repair. Hi, Mr. Curry. How are you? Blah, 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 blah. And I schedule my glass repair. You know, we'll come to the day program and repair it there. Right. Okay. Now. With
are you writing a pilot? What's his motivation? What's the goal?
But that's like my life. Now with Geico, you have to go online. Oh, you do a glass claim, and yay, you've been approved. Okay, now go to SafeLight, and you schedule SafeLight, and I scheduled to have the glass repaired yesterday.
Right.
But I didn't see anything back from them. So I go to look yesterday morning, and I see that there's like another page to fill, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, crap.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So it never got processed.
It never got processed. So it's going to be done Thursday. It's not a big deal.
What's wrong with the glass?
It got a crack. Nice crack.
Okay.
There was a little crack. What happens is sometimes the window, there's a crack on the side of the pillar.
Yep.
And you don't notice it by the time, you know, it goes
it
all the way
It starts making
up.
Its way over.
So
yeah.
They're going to replace it.
What do you think happened to it? There was a nasty mirror in there? Yeah. Like fucking Cinderella? What
I
do you
had
think
no
happened?
Idea.
Like,
well,
Snow White. Snow White.
I didn't know.
Not Cinderella.
Snow White.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if somebody broke into his car or what.
No,
I mean,
but
I didn't know
but,
what the story was.
Yeah, they wanted to get that Fragile Sky demo, and they wouldn't stop at anything to get it.
Made yet.
That's what they're trying to find you.
It.
Joe, come on. It's in your head. Don't make us crack your skull to get those musical tasty treats.
It was just frustrating that, you know, why don't you just connect me? You know, there's nobody. Everything's
because then
online.
You would complain about the customer service person you fucking spoke to. You're never fucking happy. They tried to make it easy with you so you wouldn't have to deal with incompetent people and on the computer. And we found out you were the incompetent person.
But when I was with MetLife, I never have a problem with nice.
10 years ago.
No, it was close to like on the elements. The glass because the glass is so upright.
How long ago was that?
That was 3 years ago.
How much money are you saving with Geico?
A shitload.
Exactly. So so you don't get a person to handhold you.
I said when I saw it, I said you get what you pay for.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get
what
you pay for. So that's why.
But
like
Geico's defense, some of the best commercials on TV.
I understand.
Yeah. But so that's why a little handholding from my insurance company.
Yeah.
I'll pay a couple bucks more.
But it's not like, you know, so
I got the ones with the two hands, the Allstate.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So, go through this, then we'll because I know you have some frustration in your life.
Oh, yeah.
So last week I went to Baltimore with my parents to visit my hospitalized aunt.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. You didn't
sure,
do
right?
It. Back surgery.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes. That's when usually surgery is an ow thing.
Yeah, but back surgery.
She had it a couple years ago too. Like she was doing a lot worse shape a couple years ago. She flies to Israel from Israel for the she lives in Israel for the surgery in Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Because in Israel they go, oh, this is way above us. And I said, like, they're like, we can't do this. I'm like, a fucking country full of Jews, and you got to fly to another country. To
I was thinking the same
yeah.
thing. Sure,
you got to find doctors outside.
But in their defense, in Israel, those are fighting Jews. We don't really have a lot of those.
Oh,
over
yeah.
yeah, there's bullet wounds, gunshots, shrapnel. Yeah, we got a time for a back.
You got different calibers of Jews.
Right, right.
You got your doctor, lawyer Jews in America.
Yeah,
and you got your kick ass, I'm gonna shoot you Jews in Israel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have Spartan Jews in Israel, and then you have other kinds of... Never mind.
Yeah, because we hadn't explained it.
I think
it.
There's Jews yeah. and there's Israelis, you know?
Yes.
you
True.
Know?
Yes. And apparently they don't have good doctors or equipment in Israel. But they will fucking kick your ass.
Yeah, really?
Israelis are fucking hot bitches, though. The women, they're hot bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle Eastern women are hot. Anyway, that's not the point. So I have to do 10 hours in the car.
Oh.
So 8 hours of that is with my parents.
Oh.
Did he wrote it on Facebook. And go, what, are you all working for Charter now?
I gave you a like.
I know.
Funny. So, like, when you're a kid and, you know, your parents are your parents, they're all you know.
Right.
So whatever a car trip is with your parents, it's your fucking normal.
Yeah.
Even if it's not normal to you, it's normal. That's why you got to go away to college where you could fucking break out of that and go, oh, fuck, there's a whole different type of fucked up out here that I was unaware of.
Right. I know exactly
what
you mean.
Which type of fucked up flavor do I want to pick, or do I want to create my own fucked up?
Yep.
But when you're a kid, there's only your parents' brand of fucked up.
Yeah,
that's all
choice.
You know.
You are a captive.
Yes, you're captive. So, but that experience is your normal. So my parents fight all the fucking time. All the bicker. Which you wouldn't get from somebody as passive as me.
Yeah.
I don't really bicker, though.
What?
I don't bicker. Well, when we're doing a bit, I bicker.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
when we're doing a bit, but most of the time.
We bicker for 3 hours.
Well, that's a bit.
And then we continue our bickering afterwards.
No. I mean, I don't generally nitpick or bicker or other shit. I let the small things go. I don't care. I got people to yell at.
Yeah.
Because I got people that are worthy of being screamed at because they're failing me in some region or area.
Yes.
So they've bickered my whole life. But now that I'm older and I've lived, I understand that's not normal. And it's quite exhausting.
Oh, very tiring.
For 8 hours, yeah.
For any amount of time, just to constantly be, and you know, we go on vacations with them, and the family sometimes doesn't even want to go with them because it's bicker.
Oh, really? Oh,
it's a bit much.
Yeah.
So, also, my mother is extremely overprotective. She always has been. I'm her only child.
Okay.
I've always had a good sense of what is dangerous and what's fun and exciting. Like, I'm not gonna do stupid shit. I'm not gonna bungee jump, but I might ride my bicycle in the street.
Yeah.
You know.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Whereas I've told the story before, she wanted me to ride my bicycle into the driveway. We had a 2-car driveway. Not that exciting.
You could go from one bush to another.
Essentially,
so
you were there? I didn't know.
It's like, we.
Yep.
We.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, and I wanted to go all over the place. So, so with that in mind, imagine the sense of dread I have for this impending trip. So I know I'm lucky because both my parents are alive, and I know one day I allegedly will cherish these moments.
Allegedly.
You will.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to treasure some of these moments, Joe.
Some of them you won't, but there are others that surprisingly you will.
Absolutely. But then some is like, oh, fucking sigh of relief. Peace and quiet. There's something to be said for peace and quiet. Cat call me and objectify me, peace and quiet. That's really all I want. Really, the only communication I want with the outside world is them oogling me in a superficial way. That's really all I'm looking for. What? I'm honest.
Google.
It's not to be confused with Google. So I meet the parents at my house. We're not even a mile away. We got to go to Baltimore. We're still in Jersey. We're not even a mile away. They start with the argument.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What?
Exactly.
What could possibly already be wrong?
Now, as a kid, I was an only child, but I would imagine you had a brother. You were an only child like me, but I would imagine if you guys were on a car trip and you guys started arguing in the back seat when you were little kids, a parent would turn around and say, if you don't knock it off, we're going to turn this car
off. Knock it off. I could still see my father's hand coming at me.
Who are you arguing with? Your imaginary friend?
Yeah.
I actually don't remember arguing with my brother in the car.
Okay, well, fine. If you were normal, you would have.
I know we would, but we're not normal.
A lot of siblings argue in the car, and the stereotypical thing is if you don't knock it off, will you turn this car around?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, we don't have fucking time for that. I need to grab the wheel and it propel us immediately to a telephone pole to end this madness. That's where I am with this shit. I'm like, we're not turning the car around because that means more time to argue. Let's just fucking accelerate and fucking end it. Take it right in the center of the telephone pole. Somebody's not going to have a landline. It'll be okay.
That looks like a sturdy oak.
Yes. Yes. So I'm trying to find where, because I made down those. So, and here's another. So my mom has a bad back. She's got a bad everything. She's perpetually hurt.
Yeah.
Her health is failing. So it's more comfortable for her to sit in the front.
Oh, boy.
Of the front seat.
Yeah.
Now I get car sick. I don't like to sit in the back.
Right.
But I'll sit in the back.
Right.
I'll sit in the back for my mom. I don't got a problem with that.
I thought you were driving.
I thought you were driving.
I drove part of it.
Oh, I see.
But whose car were you in?
My dad's car.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, he's got a bigger car than me. It's more comfortable for them.
Right.
Gotcha.
It's fine. I don't give a shit about
that.
I just get your parents like, K-Bad.
I bought my dad a radar detector. He knows what it sounds like. He's got the same one I do. So my mom pulls this shit. And this is her thing. And it's been her thing for a while. I want you to wear a seatbelt in the back seat. Yes, Joe. You know, when I was a fucking kid and we were tooling around the Malibu,
you're a grown
I'm rolling
man.
Around in the back seat.
You got a grown man. You got a daughter. You got
exactly.
I can't run a company. I gotta wear a seat. Fuck.
I know.
What? I'm a grown adult.
Yes, that's my mentality. That's my attitude. When I'm a fucking kid and some real damage could be done, I'm rolling around. I'm laying down on the back seat. There's no seatbelt,
right?
Because they didn't know any better. But now my mom has access to all sorts of things to scare her.
PSA is on television.
I guess. So she will not sit in the front seat unless I sit in the back seat with a seatbelt.
Oh dear God.
So she was in the back seat.
Oh no.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, what, am I wrong? You gotta make a stance.
I think that sometimes you just have to say, you know what? Knock it off, parents. I'm not a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, one time I had a new car. My mom co-signed it for me. This is going back 1990. And
I believe I remember this from the act.
Yeah. Well, actually it is. So my mom had a co-sign for the car. So my cousin was having a wedding bridal shower for my cousin in Coney Island. So my mother goes, "You're going to drive me. You're going to drive me to Coney Island for your cousin's thing." And I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." So she gets in the car and the automatic seatbelt comes on. "What is this thing?" I go, "It's the seatbelt to car. I'm not wearing this damn thing." I go, "You got to wear it. It's safety. Oh, for Christ's sakes, why do I have to wear this for?"
I'm with Nettie. I'm with Nettie on this one.
Oh, Nettie hit the roof, right?
She didn't have a seatbelt on.
So it's like, I go, "Could you just buckle it?" "Oh, I never heard of such horseshit in all my life."
And this is before it was a law.
Yeah. So she buckles in, right? So we pull away. She's starting to light up a cigarette. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" "I'm lighting a cigarette." I go, "You can't smoke in here. I own half this fucking car. I'll smoke wherever I want.
She's right.
I go, "Could you roll down the window?" "Oh, for Christ's sake."
She owns the smoking half. She owns the smoking section. You own the non-smoking section. She owns the smoking. Nettie is absolutely right.
She made that very evident on the way that. Could you drive faster? Like shit through a tin horn. I go, "I don't want you to be safe in the car. I want to get there by the time they get married. Let's go."
I'm with Nettie. I mean, I don't like smoking in the car, but stop driving like Nana. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, I'm down with the stop driving like Nana part for sure.
Oh, man. Yeah, she wasn't happy. And then she had to listen to my shit because Nettie's the boss.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Whoever drives owns the radio.
Yes.
So she had to listen to whatever you were listening to.
Oh, yeah. That's the rule.
Them's the rules. Yep. So the parents were over on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Parents were over on Sunday, and we went to see my daughter perform. I, the music I played earlier in the show,
right?
For my daughter performing.
Nice.
So they want to take one car. It's like 5 miles away. It's in town.
What could possibly go wrong?
So again, they're like, all right. So they want to take my parents' car again. Fine. I was going to drive separately, and my mother again pulls the. If you want to come in the car, you sit in the back seat. You have to wear a seatbelt. I go, you know what? I'll take my own damn car. I'm not sitting in the back seat with a seatbelt. And you know what? Guess what? She sat in the front seat, and I sat in the back seat, unencumbered.
Wild man. Problem child. Problem child.
Really?
I live on the edge, Joe. I live on the edge.
So when you went there, and your daughter wasn't in the car?
No.
Okay.
My daughter, I make my daughter wear a seatbelt in the back seat because she's 11.
Okay.
Yeah. But I actually do have a friend who makes everybody in the car buckle up before he'll start driving.
And you know who doesn't get invited to places? That friend.
Well, I make sometimes like I'll make sure people are buckled up. My buddy Bill
in the back seat.
Not in the back seat, but my buddy Bill. When I had my van,
yeah.
he would sit, you know, he'd sit in the front seat. We'd go to gigs, and he'd be reclined with his feet up on the dashboard.
Yeah.
And I go, could you buckle in and not have put your feet in the dashboard? Oh, what's the big deal? I go, I stop short. I'm going to be having to take care of your crippled ass for the rest of your life.
How about you drive better? How about that? This is before the law.
It only takes one asshole to pull out.
And you're the one. How about you drive better?
No. Did I just finish telling you before Joe got here that I was in 3 separate car accidents that totaled my car because people kept hitting me?
Yeah, and I'll tell you. I'll tell you another thing. I'm pulling out of my. I don't know if I told this story a couple weeks ago, but I'm pulling out of my development about a month ago. I'm pulling out of my development. My development, after you pass the gate, has a long drive to get down to the main road.
Okay.
Okay. There's a 4-way stop sign.
Yeah.
I pull up to the stop sign. There's another car that pulls up. There's a line of cars behind him, but the one guy pulls up. I'm the first to go.
Right.
I go to go. Little do I know, there's a guy that pulled around the back line of traffic doing 60.
Oh, wow.
And I see this guy coming.
God.
I just got out of the way in time.
Oh, my God.
So you could say, you be careful. But I'm following the law. I can't see this guy. I almost totaled my car. He almost totaled my car.
Yeah. Wow.
I just got out of the way.
You're looking for a new car soon. Wouldn't have been so bad.
Yeah, Mom.
Well, he would have T-boned his car and T-boned Joe.
No, I would have been in the hospital.
So yeah. I guess you would have said you can't do the show and the clips aren't going to be done, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You know, because
I can't do it with my teeth.
Well, your teeth won't be an issue. We don't need your fucking teeth.
You won't have any more.
Exactly. I don't know what you're bitching about.
But yeah, I would have been. Yeah, I would have been in the hospital.
Yeah, there was
like that. You never had a car. You're waiting on the light. You don't. Never in a million years would you think a guy five car lengths behind is going to pull around.
No.
And start bolting down the road.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? No.
Well, if they were Asian or Hasidic, I might think they might.
Okay.
I think they would do that. They're pretty bad drivers. I hate the stereotype, but they suck.
Well, it really doesn't. Well, I mean that being said, it really doesn't matter who it is. At that moment, you know, I had a Volkswagen, engines in the back, got rear-ended at like 40 miles an hour, total. And then, you know, then cars with the engines in the front. Well, one guy decided to cross the street right in front of me. Like, I had no time to stop. I jammed on the brakes as hard as I could. I ended up T-boning him because he just all of a sudden decided to slowly cross in front of me when I had the right of way.
There's people bugging my mind. And then there was another guy. Like, that same day, I'm coming back, and some guy pulls out in front of me on Jericho Turn. I'm like, what's going on? And and Asian drivers, we were going out of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting on to, I think, 80, or whatever those roads, to head out to Virginia. And we go, this car, I'm coming on to the toll plaza. This Asian guy cuts across the whole track, almost T-bones us. It's like...
Should give those people rickshaws. Rickshaws.
I was out in Coney Island over the weekend. It's pretty obvious that there are no traffic rules. There. None. No driving rules because nobody's following them.
Oh, yeah. Especially the Bell Parkway. The Bell Parkway. They should have, when you go from the Southern State onto the Bell Parkway, there should be a sign, here civilization ends, is what they really should have, because I just, nothing boggles me.
I think it's the Wild West Parkway.
Yeah.
So do you have a You Stink, Joe? Or
I
something?
Most certainly do.
Would you like me to cue up the You Stink?
Yes, please.
You stink.
I think we're just talking about the belt. You stink.
I go to my car dealership. My car dealership is the service riders there, the service people there are very good.
Okay, good.
Okay. The head mechanic there has worked on my car. He is good.
knows his stuff, really, really good. They must be having a problem getting mechanics, other mechanics lately, because there was one guy I almost got in an argument with at the counter about maybe 4 5 months ago.
Which is unusual for you to argue in a customer service situation.
Yeah, but still, they're supposed to hit the reset thing. And I go, yeah, they didn't hit the reset. So they bring the mechanic out. Yeah, what do you need? I go, they didn't hit the reset on there. Well, I can't reset it. There's no knob there. I go, you take a little screwdriver and you put it in. Well, I can't do that. I go, you're a master mechanic. You can rebuild a car. You can't hit a button on that.
You're a master mechanic. Was his previous position having anything to do with hot oil?
And he walks away. Now, I am like, I got this look on my face of disbelief. The two service riders that I've been dealing with for years have the same look. And I go, what's this about?
Yeah.
And
he's the problem.
He was. So one of the other guys come out and he goes, what's going on? I go, the guy can't. I just want to hit the reset thing. Oh, yeah, all you do is stick the pen. I go, I know. The guy goes, he was a little short guy. But I go, yeah, he's an asshole. And he goes, we all can't stand him.
He goes,
he couldn't figure this out. I go, no. Yeah, he's an asshole. That was a couple of months ago. My car goes in on Saturday. Unfortunately, my tranny is on the outset of going. So
I didn't know you were friends with the tranny.
So the transmission.
That was funny. Fuck off.
No. Sourpuss. So there's two problems with the truck.
Why was I a sourpuss? That was funny. Got a laugh from Pip.
All right. There's two problems with the truck.
The owner?
We'll give you that one.
Oh, thank you.
You got two.
Redemption.
One out of three, you got away.
It's the first problem.
So I go to the service rider, and this girl, Kelly, and she's very good, so we write down the problem. I go, the transmission has a problem. It bumps when it goes from first into second. And I go, and then the rest of it is fine. I'm having a problem with the heat. The heat won't go on. It must be a problem with the heat door or the actuator or whatever. So it's blowing cold air. Okay, we'll have the guy look at it. So the mechanic comes, this other genius comes up to me, goes, oh, yeah, you Mr. Curry? And I'm like, yeah, well, what's the problem here? I go, the transmission is having a problem shifting into second, going into third. And I go, and the heat is blowing cold air. I don't know what the door. I don't understand what you're talking about. I go, the transmission is having a problem going into third after it comes out of second. It's making a bump. And I go, and the heat is blowing cold air. I don't know if you could tell. Well, I'm still not getting this. And then I just lost.
Oh,
did you tell
my
him that
God.
He's a master mechanic?
I go, why don't you do this? Why don't you get in the car and take it for a test drive?
How old
and
is
you'll
this guy?
See, the guy was like late 50s.
He should know how to do this.
Why don't you get in the car, take it around the block, and you'll find out for yourself what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Beat it, stupid.
You had to fight. Your mechanic is Ignatowski from Taxi.
Really? I mean, that's incredibly bad.
Honestly, after that, I wouldn't leave my car
there.
I almost went up to Kelly and said, I don't want him working on my car.
Yeah.
You know? But the thing about it is that if I'm on the phone, I'm calling on the phone, I'm at work, all right? And I'm calling, yeah, there's a problem with the car. Well, I don't understand. Well, all right. I got the point. Their fucking car is 20 feet away. Get in the goddamn thing and go around the block.
Yeah, really?
Asshole.
Or like what my mechanic used to do is like, you know how like there's mysterious things that happen in a car that make noises? And you maybe...
People trying to escape from the trunk?
People trying to escape from the passenger seat.
Funny.
Screaming, crying. And like a lot of times, I don't know what that noise is. I don't know enough about cars to know what every little noise is. Yeah. So sometimes...
Oh, that sounded like a scream on the outside. That might have been a person.
I would bring it to my mechanic and I'd
describe the sound.
I describe the sound. And
it's always great when we have to impersonate our car.
Yes. And he was nice enough to like... tolerate
but
that not make fun
it,
of
but
me.
They
yeah.
fucking coax us. What's it sound like? It's not
what's
like blubbity
like?
Blubbity 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 blubbity.
right. And then they go, you know.
No,
you like,
can't
no.
take it around the block, Joe, because when they get in the car, the car fucking dummies up.
It won't do it.
I'm going to fix Stupid's wagon.
I don't want to be here. The other cars make fun of me. I don't want to stay here. I want to go home with Stupid. Dummy up. Nobody sound like we're sick.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, yeah, that's what the cars do. They don't make the fucking noise. Then you go, fine, fuck it. I guess it fixed itself.
And the car sits there. I don't hear any sounds. I don't know what the fucking guy's talking about.
And, right. And then you take it home. Go, oh, I guess it fixed itself here. And the fucking next day, you're broken down someplace. Well, the car's like, eh, fuck you. You should have kept me at the mechanic.
That's actually what happened with my laptop. It started to, like, the screen would fritz out when I would move the monitor.
And you thought this was a new feature.
No, and I thought, that's really weird. Oh, my God, what's wrong with it? It stopped doing it. And I thought, okay, whatever. Okay, it seems to be okay. Then, of course, when everything else is hitting the fan for me, then it starts doing that again. And I was like, oh, God. And it got worse. So
I tell you, there's one time when they don't believe you. On my other element, there was a problem with the air conditioning. And it was just blowing hot air all the time. And
Just like its owner.
Fuck you.
That's funny.
No, it's not.
It most certainly is.
It was.
It was.
Oh, why don't you took it your vaudeville canes? P.
Huh, okay.
Like, if it was successful, you wouldn't want us to cut you in.
I'm in the wings all bummed out to get
that
standing
could have
ovations.
Been me. It was my idea. Now they're vaudevilling without me.
They're fantastic, aren't they? That was my idea.
I didn't know.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Devin. Our car's full of hot air just like its owner. Huddle, 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 huddle.
See, you should be nicer.
And then you see the train going through all the cities, Pittsburgh, Cucamonga, all the
Before we barnstorm
Yes! That actually hit.
What, we got Babe Ruth with us?
You see the names of all the stickers on the cities on the luggage?
And they're standing over, and there's me going.
Well, now that you know the scenario, be nicer. Don't be a sourpuss.
But I had to drive down to Washington, D.C. For a wedding. One of my nieces were getting married, and I'm trying, and there's hot air blowing in my face. So I get back, I go, the thing's not working. Are you sure? Hot air blew in my face for 5 hours, okay? I'm sure, on a 90-degree day, and it was the summer.
Yes.
And it was,
yes,
like, hot, and we had no AC in the car.
That doesn't happen in the winter.
Right.
When you would want it to.
Right. So we got it back, so they take the car, they gave me a loaner. And I go, thank you for the loaner. I don't want to see that thing till the AC's working.
Yeah.
And it was nice, so they gave me a new Honda Accord. So it's like, how are we making it? We're still trying to figure it out. Good, take your time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it back till it's fixed. It was under warranty, too.
Right.
So I don't want it back till it's fixed. I go, the Honda Accord you gave me is a nice car.
Nice air conditioning.
Nice icy cold AC, too. Yeah.
I got to tell you, from your experiences with your element, and my experiences with my Civic, Honda's over fucking rated. Let's be honest.
No, they're not. There's a problem. Listen to me. That truck has got 240,000. No, yeah, 200 about 240,000 miles on that thing. Okay, and for what it goes through, little schnitzel thing. I mean, she's getting old, and there's a lot of wacky stuff going on with it.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's a schnitzel in it.
Whoopee cushions, a lot of wacky stuff going on in there.
Yeah, no, he just said little schnitzel. There's a little schnitzel in it.
A little
That's
schnitzel.
What the problem is.
But, you know, just a little. But the thing for the. And look, we don't drive normal miles. We put our cars through the paces. We're slapping mile after mile on it. So for a little Michigan Go stuff, you know, it's not.
I'm going to be like the president and praise Korea today. My Kia is from Korea, and it is wonderful. I agree with Trump sometimes. Yeah. He was very complimentary of North Korea. I'm very complimentary of Korea in general.
Yeah. And the frustrating thing about trying to find another car is there's really nothing out there. I love the Element. I only want that. And Toyota is building a truck. It's called the FX4, which looks like the Element. They had it at the auto show last year.
Right.
I fell in love with the thing. Holy smokes. So I go to the auto show this year, and I have a picture of it from last year to show them at the desk. I don't need to. It's on display again.
Oh.
And I went up to the lady. She goes, can I help you? And I go, yeah. When are they going to build that? I'll give you a deposit right now.
Yeah.
I'll put a deposit on. They're still in the developmental stage. So I'm waiting. And for the simple reason that it's at the auto show for a second year, they're going to build it.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting it out to find out when this thing is going to be built.
Yeah, but it might be an electric car. You won't like that.
No, it's not. It's going to be it's a four-banger, all-wheel drive.
You want it to burn as much fuel as possible. Do you have a coal version of it?
I
steamer. I'm buying a steamer car.
Something with extra pollutants. What do you got?
You know, it's like after the show, Elisa's like, how long is he going to be here? He's waiting for the boiler to heat up, so you got to have a steamer to go back to the
Why
island.
Why is there a black cloud in the driveway? Joe's just getting the car warmed up.
Joe, it's the neighbors are complaining. You almost fired up now. Almost the optimum heat.
How can he wants a carbon Bigfoot footprint, you know? Yeah.
All right. We'll take our first break.
Okay.
It's just time. We'll come back. We'll do, Father's Day. How you feel, Joe, about your countdown contestants?
Well, the funny thing is that it remains to be seen. I did my picks.
That's why we're doing the bit.
But the funny thing is, when you sit there and you cheer for horrible things, I don't think we can rightly do this anymore.
I feel fine with it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Okay with it.
I'm perfectly good with it.
Okay.
And it's not just, Pip and I talked, it's not just horrible. We want a little creativity. We talked before, but I could smack a kid around, have your kid drive you drunk and shit like that. Creativity matters, my
friend. But that's my whole point.
Yes.
Where you're like, yeah, yeah. That's like, sure. What kind of human being am I?
Please live, please live, please live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live, yes, live, yeah, right, right. Live, don't, come on, live, live. Coma, come on, you can make, I got out of it, yeah.
Appears to be just fine.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Happened 2016. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, that's the one that gets me. It's like, wait a minute. He just got arrested for it, but it actually happened then? Ah!
We're at Chip's Riding and on Saturday, and I forgot what he asked. He goes, can you get God or Lover done? And I'm like, I can't right now, another time. I go, yeah, I'm still working, trying to get my picks.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me, goes, not easy. It's not easy. With this, like, ward face. Not easy.
Yeah.
All right. So on the break, we got new music from Binky Womack with Piece of That Pie.
Not Binky.
And then the beautiful distortion with Gasoline.